He's the integrative cardiologist with a heart. It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show.
We've got from Cedar Bear Naturals, Carl and Joanne Robinson joining us today. They're herbalists. They're real herbalists. Now, these aren't folks that when you walk into Costco and get five gallons of chondroitin sulfate or 5,000 pills of chondroitin sulfate for $4 and you hope it works. That's not what we're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about herbalists that do their own extracts and expect their medicines to be reproducible, high quality medicines that help you keep a healthy life, that help promote prevention of serious disease, as well as things that you need to keep around your house all the time. Carl and Joanne, welcome to the show. And I just, popped up your website. Beautiful and very, very informative. You believe that there's five dietary supplements out there that you either need to avoid or can be harmful to your health.
Well, yes, as far as avoidance, probably only one, because it's not needed. But you've got laxatives. They are very necessary in certain instances, but they're overused. We've become a nation of laxatives as far as that's concerned. One is also vitamin C. It's not that we don't need to have vitamin C supplementation. We need to have the right kind of vitamin C and realize that if we have the right kind, then we don't have to go to these bowel intolerance levels that can have a negative effect on the kidneys as far as overstressing the kidney and the bowel, pH balance within the bowel. It has some pretty disturbing things when you reach bowel tolerance. Then you've also got vitamin A. There's some information there that's very important. There's not just vitamin A as an oil soluble. You need both kinds of vitamin A as far as the water soluble provitamin A and the oil soluble vitamin A. And the problem is in overusing it, it does stress the liver. And then we have calcium. Actually, I take the approach that we really don't need calcium supplementation. All one has to do is look at the diet of an average American, and you're talking about grains, you're talking about breads, pastas, and all of these are rich in calcium, the form of calcium called calcium phosphate, as well as milk. And the problem is that we're not getting enough calcium. We're not absorbing our calcium, and there's ample research to show that if you overuse calcium like antacids, which are calcium-rich, or calcium supplements, you can actually slow down the absorption of calcium. So, these are things that people need to be aware of.
And Cedar Bear Naturals, I noticed one thing that came up very interesting is your product line does not have alcohol in your herbal extracts. And, I'm a naturopath, and I've used a lot of alcoholic extracts through the years. You believe that you've not only created an equal to alcohol-based herbal product, but something even better?
Well, Dr. Weiss, early on when I obtained my learning in herbalism, especially the extraction principles, and as a formulary herbalist with my background in biochemistry and physiology, I kept going back to my high school years when we studied alcohol and the properties of alcohol. And I found myself asking the question, why would I use alcohol to extract certain constituents from a botanical if the alcohol is just going to turn around in nature and render many of those compounds inert? It made no sense to me. And that was something that was not being addressed by my industry at that time. And through a series of research and development and studies, I found that glycerin indeed was probably one of the best extractive components, but you have to use glycerin the right way. It's about how you use it to get these wonderful extracts that not only get the components out, they taste good.
Yeah, my daughter likes the glycerin extracts for a lot of the herbal products. So when you're looking at harmful supplements, would you include alcohol herbal extracts as well into you said maybe the overuse of laxatives is one. Now the alcoholic version of the herbal extracts would also be considered harmful for you?
Well, I wouldn't say harmful. It's the thing of overusing or misusing that I'm so concerned about. Go ahead.
Oh, and in an alcohol extract, the effectiveness of an herb isn't anything like what it is in our herbal concentrates that are glycerin-based.
Yes. So the problem is that you have many polysaccharides, you have many volatile principles, which are involved in laxative actions with some herbs. Those get bound up. They're denatured. They're rendered inert. And they're not able to do what they would do if they were in a non-denatured or non-rendered inert state. And that's the problems with the alcohol there.
Okay. And what other supplements do you think people are overusing or might be harmful out there?
Well, we list the vitamin A. Vitamin A is normally taken as the oil-soluble form of vitamin A because it's good for the eyes. When I'm teaching people, and Jonas is doing classes on nutrition, we always tell the people that carrots are not vitamin A, and vitamin A is not the carrot. The interesting thing is Dr. Gary Price Todd, who is a chief surgeon with the Navy, when he retired, he went into private practice, and he took a natural approach. He was very, very keen on nutrition. He found a surprising thing in his clinic, and that was that the eyes and our overall health actually needs both the water-soluble form of vitamin A and the fat-soluble form of vitamin A, that when the two are together, they actually act in a very synergistic fashion, and as a result, less is needed, and you get far better results. The same could be said for vitamin A, the ascorbic forms of, vitamin C. The ascorbic forms of vitamin C are not as readily absorbed into the body as everybody would like to believe. Usually when you have the mineral forms of ascorbic acid, like the calcium ascorbate and the magnesium ascorbate, called the buffered vitamin C's, they have far greater uptake into the body because you have a base mineral working with an acid vitamin, and they synergize, and that gets it so that it goes into a state where it's more readily absorbed into the bloodstream and can be utilized in the body, just the way it is in the fruits and vegetables that we eat. Well, all your vitamin C in fruits and vegetables exist as mineral ascorbate.
What you're seeing in a lot of research now is, especially with calcium, is that the calcium supplementation might actually be adding to the calcification of coronary arteries, and where you're seeing if you're getting calcium from greens and things like that, it's actually potentially helping reverse it. And a lot of people are getting away from multivitamins and bone formulas and moving just to dark leafy greens. So I can, there is more and more data to support what you're doing. I've always been kind of shaky on multivitamins personally. I've never prescribed a lot of them. I prefer the green powders to my patients, mostly because they have bad guts and GI tracts. So getting a big, hard, big, dense pill to break up and get into their bloodstream has been very difficult. So vitamin A, you're talking about a natural form from foods or herbs being more effective and then less toxic to the liver, if I'm hearing you correctly. And also you're saying with the vitamin A that you do need the water and fat soluble forms, which means that that's the only way you're going to get that is from a herbal product. Is that what I'm kind of
hearing? Well, herbs or food. And you know what? We are actually seeing from the same choir, Dr. Weiss. I have, in my own consultation, I have always steered a clear of the overuse or eating. And I don't recommend multivitamins. And I don't recommend mega dosing with vitamins or minerals. And the reason, it's not so much the calcium in those greens that you're recommending and the foods, the green veggies that we're eating, it's also the magnesium. Remember that in most plants, the magnesium to calcium ratio is typically 3-1 in favor of magnesium. So magnesium is very important.
Well, it's been wonderful having you on. It's been way too short. And Cedar Bear is your company. Cedar Bear, I believe, is your website as well. Cedar Bear Naturals.
Yes, cedarbear.com.
Cedar like the tree. Cedar Bear. Naturals.com. Wonderful information there. I see you have a host of formulas, all glycerin-based, non-alcohol-based. So I see a lot of wonderful kids' formulas that are available there. And I sure appreciate you having us, having you on the air. I really enjoyed your perspective on getting your minerals and antioxidants from whole food sources. And so you take in less, but you have more effect. We are at Radio MD and RadioMD.com. This is Dr. Decker Weiss, and we've just had CedarBearNaturals.com joining the show.